I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And today, I'm sorry to say, it's the end of the world edition. I'll tell you why as we get into today's netcast. Whoa. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Even if it is the end of the world edition. Now you might ask, what? What are you talking about, Dr. Bill? Well, I'm talking about the end of the world, of course. And how do we know it's the end of the world? Well, Microsoft has open sourced .NET. Yes. Of course, that's a good indication of the end of the world. How does that work? Microsoft? Open source? I mean, the two words don't even go in the same sentence together very easily. Yee. The company has announced it plans to place .NET into open source, the full server-side .NET core stack, beginning with the next version. Wow, that's just bizarre. Matter of fact, the article here from Forbes, the guy Ben Capes says, it seems like several lifetimes ago that Bill Gates, then CEO of Microsoft, declared that Linux, and by extension open source, was a cancer for the technology industry. Ugh. Yes. The Microsoft of today increasingly embraces open source initiative as a valid approach to some problems for technology. But embracing open source and open sourcing some of its own crown jewels are two different things. And that's what Microsoft announced this week. Open sourcing .NET. And now, the next sign of the apocalypse. Mobile phone to own. You know, that's where all the hackers get together and try to hack various operating systems. Well, the mobile version is who has the most secure and safest phone, and it was Microsoft. Yes. I thought so too. I was like, what? Microsoft products are inherently not secure, and yet they have designed their Windows mobile phone to basically run in a sandbox. And so, it was one of the few phones that could not be exploited at pwn to own. What? It's the end of the world, I'm telling you. Okay. As we go through this whole list of things, I think you'll see more and more why it's the end of the world. Google Play subscribers. Now, I'm a Google Play subscriber. That means that I get access to their music for a small, tiny monthly subscription. Well, Google is also going to be releasing YouTube Music Key, which is another music service. And so somebody at Google basically said, well, you know, guys, the folks that are already subscribing to current Google Play, well, why don't we give them the YouTube Music Key as well. Another end of the world kind of deal. What? What? But it's true. Next item. Can you take it? Facebook is going to begin limiting promotional posts in the newsfeed. What? They're going to cut down on the ads that look like posts in the news feed. What? You know, whoa! I was about to say it must be about time for a Geek Software of the Week. Thanks, Fred. Fred, of course, doing the drum roll for the Geek Software of the Week. He couldn't take the dramatic hamster anymore. He just said, okay, enough. Enough. Let's do a Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is BoClean. Sounds, I don't know what that sounds like. This is a product from Komodo. BoClean from Komodo. I'm not even going to go there. So don't even think about it. No. Komodo is a, like the dragon, you know, the Komodo dragon? Yes. Not the bathroom. Get your head out of that. Used to get dunked, you know, when we were, you know, like junior high kids, the older upperclassmen would dunk us. Blah. Anyway, never mind. The point is, it was a long time ago. The point is, BoClean, B-O-Clean. Boy, this is a rough Geek Software of the Week to try to get through. It is a spyware, keylogger, rootkit, adware, hijacker, remover. Yes! It gets rid of stuff off your system. Nasty stuff. Now, it is kind of morphed into Komodo Internet Security, but it's still free. Free is good. Now, I will say this about that. And that is, if you go ahead and download it and install it, there's nothing wrong with it, okay? It's just a little overbearing. It's like a nanny that's taking care of you and saying, no, you can't do that. And it also has the capability of putting your browsers that you use on your system in sandboxes to make it safer, which is actually very cool, but a little odd. And it puts a little boxy thing up at the corner of your screen with all kinds of options. I don't know. I tried it. I played with it. It looked pretty good. But I then removed it. Because I don't want that much. I don't want a nanny telling me, no, you can't do that. Leave me to myself. Yeesh. Anyway, so that's Geek Software of the Week. Check it out. I think you will find it quite interesting. And if you have somebody who is truly, you know, they just can't get on the internet without getting something on their system, put this on their system. Let it hold their hand and scold them. Like a nanny would. Okay, this next thing is another kind of end of the world-ish kind of thing. It's from a group called the Outernet. Woo. Yeah, it sounds a little odd, but it is apparently a group of folks that's, how do I put this? They're hippie-ish? Odd? A little spooky weird? I don't know. But they claim they're going to have web pages, video, books, news, audio, images, software, and many other things out there on the outer web, which is basically going to be delivered by satellites around the Earth. This, again, sounds very apocalyptic to me. And you can get it now. It's up, actually up there now, and you can get it if you build one of the receiver units yourself from parts. But they're coming out with something called Lantern, which is a little box. It's about the size, if you've ever lit a fireplace with those long matches and the little box that it comes in, and the bottom of it has got the scratcher place where you light the match, that size box, it's basically one of those kind of looking boxes, except it's all surrounded with solar panels to power it, and you could sit it out on your porch and let the sun hit it, and it will give off a Wi-Fi signal and give you access to the outer net. Now, they say that the outer net will have news and books and video provided free from government influence from any government in the world. Now my question is, this claims to be open information free to the world. My question is, who determines what information gets distributed? Because they will be in charge. So it strikes me as a little... There you go. I know, Fred, I said we weren't going to do it anymore, but I couldn't help it. And also, I told you it was going to be an end of the world edition. Windows 95 on an iPhone 6? What? Yes, a Chinese programmer has put Windows 95 on an iPhone 6. 6 Plus. Whoa. At least it's got a big screen. And the picture shows an actual Windows 95 screen. Why Windows 95? I mean, 95? Come on. Yeesh. It's almost 10-year-old operating system. Is that right? No, 20-year-old operating system. I knew that didn't sound right. My goodness. What? Anyway. Today, in putting stuff into things where they don't belong, we present a user, XYQ058775, yeah, that just rolls off your tongue, his username, and his exciting admission that he installed Windows 95 on a brand new iPhone. He used a tool called iDOS, an open source DOS box-like app to install the OS. He found that most of it worked fine, but he was unable to upgrade to Windows XP. Which we can assume he's also able to play Doom. Okay, this is weird. There's very little new about this whole process. People have been putting emulators on things since the original VAX machine. I remember the VAX. That's what I used to... That's what I cut my teeth on in the computery days of the early 80s. Yes. People have been putting emulators on same things since the original vaccine machines, but it's cool to see resurrected software run so readily on new hardware. While I can't imagine a real-world case for this. No. It's a great theoretical exercise. Okay, but it's just odd. And it's yet another sign of the end of the world. And then finally, we have... robots. Robots that are going to be security guards. Robots that are going to be security guards that look like Daleks, like this. What? These are real robots from a real company that you can get a security guard that's a Dalek. I am telling you, folks, it's the end of the world. Daleks and iPhones running Windows. And Microsoft open sourcing .NET. What? So anyway, I'm confused. I'm completely confused. And so we'll pick it up here. Assuming the world hasn't ended, we'll pick it up here next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.